Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michelle Sarna, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Gemishut, flexibility. Let us begin by remembering a scenario set up by Stephen Covey, a famous organizational psychologist who would lead large audiences in an interactive and reflective practice where he would set up a stage filled with big rocks, smaller rocks, pebbles, sand, and water, and big glass jars. And he would challenge audience member volunteers to try to fit all of the items into a jar. After several failed attempts, he would show them that only by putting in the big rocks, followed by the small rocks, then the pebbles, sand, and water, in that order would they be able to fit all the items into the jar. So too, the audience would reflect, in our lives, in order to make space for the values and priorities and goals that are most critical to us, we must place the big rocks first in our jar, in our time, and in our lives. The Torah, however, encourages us to both stay loyal and anchored in our goals and our values, but also to be flexible. And in that, we are inspired by Avraham Avinu. In Brishi Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, we are introduced to an unbelievable interaction and argument between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham is disappointed and overwhelmed that Hashem is planning on destroying all of Sodom. And he says, Chalila lecha me'asot kadavar hazeh. Lahamit tzadik im rasha v'hayaka tzadik harasha. Chalila lach hashofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'aseh mishpat. Avraham almost takes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings him to trial. How be it that you would do such a thing to bring death upon the innocent as well as the guilty, so that innocent and guilty fare alike? Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of the earth deal justly? It is inconceivable for a human, especially someone like Avraham, who is so devout, to take on the role of holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu accountable. And yet, not only does Hashem tolerate this offensive argument and interaction, Hashem says, "Vayomer Hashem im tza b'stom chamishim tzadikim b'toch ha'ir v'nasati lecha hamakom ba'avuram." And Hashem answers that if I find within the city of Sodom even 50 innocent people, I will forgive the whole place for their sake. Hashem engages Avraham in this dynamic, and then it is right after this that soon Avraham says, "Vayomer hine ho'alti l'daber el Adonai va'anuchi afar va'ifer." Avraham, and just in the next moment, right after contending with God and almost holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu accountable, he then remembers that I am but dust and ashes. So the same Avraham that argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that holds him accountable, that is almost his interrogator in court, is also able to remember that he is nothing but the dust of the earth. And this is not a contradiction. Avraham is able to flexibly hold on to two different parts of his identity. On the one hand, he is Av Hamon Goyim. He is the first to identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to be the father of great nations. But also, he is but nothing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is just as if the dust of the earth. We are introduced to another character in Tanakh, in Batya, in Shmot, Perek Bet Pasuk Hey, and she is also balancing two very different roles in her identity, and that is that of Bat Paro, and we're learned that Vatered Bat Paro lechotz al hayor, that the daughter of the king who just decreed that all of the babies born to the Jews need to be thrown into the yor, into the water, and she is about to bathe, and then she sees Vatere et hateva betoch hasuf, she sees the teva vatishlach et amata vatikachea, and she extends amata and takes it. Rashi cites the Shmot Rabbah, the Midrash, and the Gemara and Sota, and says that the Amata refers to Yada, et Yada, v'nishtar beva Amata amot harbe, that she put out her hand and it actually extended many amot, many meters beyond what it should have been able to do biologically in order to reach Moshe. And perhaps this biological or physical flexibility is actually reflecting the role or identity flexibility that Batya was balancing at the moment. On the one hand, she was a daughter who was close to her father, the king, who had made this rule of genocide against Jewish babies. On the other hand, she was a Nara who was having compassion for a crying baby who is vulnerable and alone. And Batya's way of nimbly balancing both of these roles and both of these perspectives are what gave her this kind of perhaps physiological flexibility to be able to reach out to the baby. Similarly, we are introduced to the concept by Rabbi Simcha Bunim of Peshischa of also constantly balancing these two aspects of our identity in a flexible way. In one pocket, he would instruct his students to have a little note that said, Bishvilin divra ha'olam, for my sake, the whole world was created, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And in the very other pocket, a note that said, V'anochi afar v'efer, I am dust and ashes, the same pasuk that Avraham uttered in humility. And this balance of having radical responsibility and opportunity and calling is balanced by having deep humility and also acquiescence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-encompassing capacity. I bless us all that we're able to see the responsibilities and big rocks and roles that we have in our life, and to be able to be flexible in how we organize them and also in how we activate the different roles in the most meaningful ways and in the most accurate times. Thank you for learning together with me today.